I'm pretty sure overhearing conversations here over a few years at Triple J, it came, I think it started off as a joke, doing emotional stripped back covers of songs was a way, it was a bit tacky. So they wanted to make a segment where covers were good and could be played in the mornings and people could enjoy them without any sort of shame. And so that's where it came from a bit of a tongue-in-cheek idea of...
Unless, of course, you were claiming that we ripped you guys off?
Oh!
Well, I'm just going to take take a sip of my tea.
Oh, well. Hey, goodness gracious. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not going to lie. You're
Live radio... Lounge, when was your first one, Clara? Let's go. I've got the internet right in front of me here.
1999.
99? We've been doing like a version since...
05 or something.
No! It's fine, though. Listen, it's radio, share and share alike.
It won't be the first time you guys have beaten us to things, I'm sure.
Yes, we saw a commercial station here in Australia started playing Innuendo Bingo recently. I'm not sure if the credit was duly given, but I do enjoy watching those videos as well.
Really? Oh, I have to tell Scott Mills about that. He won't be happy.
I'll be livid.
International radio beef. I want to play a little clip of some of the cool like a versions that you've had. Let's talk about Churches and Arctic Monkeys. You got color in your cheeks. This was really cool.
Oh, dude.
This is big. This has been one of the biggest, most popular ones that we've done, actually.
Yeah, and just one of those ones that people, I think Churches, they're so musically... literate that they broke down Alex Turner's song and built it into their own, which certainly had hallmarks of the original, but made it a really unique performance, and it suited Lauren Mabry really well. Oh, it's excellent. I want to stop talking and keep listening.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, really so nice stuff. Good.
It's that thing, don't you find, after a live session that you try not to go for the obvious cliches, but with them, they truly did take that and make it their own, right?
It's so cool being in the presence of that and seeing the way that they bring it together. And yeah, I really love as well being able to take off the headphones sometimes if it's, you know, acoustic enough to be able to do that without too many keyboards and listen to the vocals pretty clean as well of people taking something and interpreting it for their own meaning and getting an emotion behind it. It's really cool.
So let me ask you this. Have there ever been any sessions that you thought... not sure if that was that great.
Our text line every single week, it would be. But who could I... Are we going to dob anyone in?
I'm not going to dob anyone in.
You don't have to name any names.
There was a group who... I don't want to get anyone in trouble here. There was a group who came in who quite boastfully announced that they were excellent at a whistling solo. And it stank.
Yeah, ponged. Ponged.
It sounded like their butt was whistling. That's what it sounded like, because it was not good.
Sometimes artists come in the studio, and I'm sure it's the same. You know, you've got American artists touring through. They drop by the BBC to play a live lounge. It's like crammed in the middle of so much touring. Like, we've had people come to the studio literally from a 15-hour flight from Los Angeles, and they get their bags at the airport instead of going to the hotel, come in and perform like a version. And sometimes you're able to tell, sometimes you're absolutely not because of what professionals they are. But yeah, every now and again, people are more tired or have, you know, not put as much thought into the covers as they have before. For the majority of the time, as I'm sure you're aware, yeah, it's just really incredible to see these great musicians performing songs that mean a lot to them.
When you are that close to an artist performing, you cannot help but be impressed. So sometimes, even if it's not that good, you're just amazed that someone did that. I find that people can be like, oh my God, what on earth were you listening to? That was rubbish. You're just like, I thought it was all right.
But it's so easy to sit in your... you know, ute on the way to work.
That is a car with a tray for British listeners.
I watch Neighbours.
You know, and just be like, oh, that's rubbish, when you haven't been the one that's only been, you know, maybe given a week to come up with a whole different concept for a song. And
I think you got cameramen in your face. I'm not sure if they have it live lounge at the BBC, Clara, but our guys, they're just dodgy looking characters, you know. they're sniffing about around here.
But I think they do really, really well every single time. So it's such a pleasure, and it's our favorite part of the week, like a version, and I think it's the audiences as well. It's great.
I think we need to play a clip of just one more really, really strong session. We spoke about them so much, so let's enjoy a bit of Tame Impala doing Kylie's Confide in Me. Oh gosh,
I was watching that like I was watching a gold medal run for an Olympic gymnast. Kevin Parker was like, here comes the note. All right, here it is. The double axel coming up. He's nailed it. He's done it once again.
Woo, 10 out of 10. Yeah. Such a great performance.
And we got quite a few texts at the time when we performed that. It was like a version during November, which at Triple J in Australia we call Oz Music Month because we like to really totally highlight Australian music during that month. So we get the like a version artists to cover another Australian. So Tame Impala doing Kylie Minogue there. And we got a lot of texts saying next Bond theme. Move over, yes. Sammy Smith. That is Bond all over.
Yeah.
One.
This is BBC
Radio 1.